I've got sleep on my mind because we've got a story in that regard to share with you right now, actually. Yes, it goes like this. A sleep specialist is giving tips for falling asleep. Dr. Michelle Dreup. I don't know. Dreup, a sleep medicine specialist at the Cleveland Clinic, says it should normally take 10 to 20 minutes to fall asleep, and any shorter could suggest sleep deprivation or an underlying sleep issue.
The most common ones would be chronic insomnia is where people will have difficulties with sleep latency, as well as the restless leg syndrome. Obstructive sleep apnea tends to be much more leading to a lot of awakenings.
All right, if it takes longer to fall asleep, then she recommends keeping a consistent sleep schedule, exercising regularly, and avoiding caffeine at night. She also says don't get into bed until feeling sleepy. I don't know, it helps me to read aloud to my wife some. That kind of gets me more in that ready state to fall asleep. Okay, today in history, a couple of items for you. On this day in 1908, a giant fireball, most likely caused by the airburst of a large meteoroid or comet, flattened 80 million trees near the Stony Tunguska River in Russia, in the largest impact ever recorded in history. Wow. Also on this day in 1953, the first Chevrolet Corvette rolled off the assembly line in Flint, Michigan. The car sold for just over $3,200. Oh, to have one of those, huh? On this day in 1934... Yeah. Nazi Germany's dictator Adolf Hitler kicked off his so-called blood purge of political and military rivals known as the Night of the Long Knives. And finally, on this day in 1936, yes, Margaret Mitchell's Civil War era novel Gone with the Wind was published. It went on to become a classic film. And finally, we close out First Thoughts with Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love. Today, June 30th, last day of the sixth month of the year, titled We Won't Be Distracted by Comparison If We're Captivated with Purpose. Acts 4:32, all the believers were one in heart and mind. No one claimed that any of their possessions was their own, but they shared everything they had. Goff says, this guy named Shane was in college when he started to make friends with people who lived in poor neighborhoods in his city. Shane could have gone the expected route after graduation, get a job, start building a 401k, health insurance, you know the drill. But he chose to live with people in poverty instead. I know who this is. He and some friends pooled together enough money to get a house in a struggling neighborhood. Their only goal was to be good neighbors. At any given point, Shane and his wife have up to 10 people living in their home, and they share everything. They put all the money they earn into one pile and spend it as needed. It's kind of like a modern-day version of what you read about in the Book of Acts. Their purpose is to show hospitality and generosity to their neighbors so they're not too concerned with their appearance or net income. Goff says, we won't be distracted by comparison if we're captivated with purpose. If we're captivated with purpose, most everything else fades into the background. The pressure to live a particular script or keep up with the Joneses gets exposed for the distraction it is. Look for the people around you who are suffering in some way. We were just saying this. I didn't even know that's what the devotion said today. And take one of their worries off their plate in secret. You don't need to start a new nonprofit. Just step in and relieve a little stress. We won't have time to measure ourselves against one another if we fill our time scheming ways to lift one another up. Today's closing questions, two of them. What are you willing to share? What are you unwilling to share? We've had 24 people enter celebrations at wib.com/celebrations this month. So I've got the list in front of me. It may take a little doing because I have not pre-selected these. So we'll get the drum roll. Well, let's see. We've got the drum roll and we've got, yeah, so. All right, here we go for the first drum roll. Are we ready? Here we go. For the $25 gift certificate for Jim Bob's at Market on the River in Chippewa Falls, the winner is number 19. All right, so we'll learn the numbers, and then we'll go from there. All right, so extra drama. All right, let's do it again. Another drum roll. And the second Jim Bob's is number 17. And the third and final drum roll. And this is for the grand prize. This is for all the six Number eight. So 1917 and eight. There we go. And so we look to the list. All right. That's some of the drama. So we can go from the back of the pack, right? So 19, 17, and 8. So let's take it from the back. So 24, 23, 22, 21, 20, number 19. The winner is Adeline Gearing. Congratulations. You get yourself a $25 gift certificate to Jim Bob's to be picked up here at WWIB. Jim Bob's at Market on the River. Terrific pizza, but have you tried their Mangiare roll? Also, another winner of Jim Bob's, besides Adeline, is Jody Ralston. And Jody, her and her husband, celebrated their 25th anniversary. I should have mentioned Adeline. Adeline turned eight. David Spencer let us know about that. So, wow, pretty cool for her. And then speaking of eight, number eight was our winner of the grand prize. And that is, yes, it's Diana Gilbert. Diana and Neil celebrated their 56th wedding anniversary. Diana shared that at wib.com/celebrations. And they go home with, yes, the free coffee, tea, or latte from Victory Coffee House and Cafe. That's where you'll pick up the grand prize, which also includes a $50 gift card from Jim Bob's. Have you tried their Mangiare roll? $50 gift card from Mainstream Boutique, an ice cream birthday cake, or $30 from for candy from C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in Menominee, also at Rock Falls in the summer. Viking Bowl in Colfax for that bowling package for four, and $30 from Dave's Drive-In in Chippewa Falls. Congratulations to all of our winners here on WWIB. And thanks to our friend Kristen for working behind the scenes so hard to put that package together.
Fly ball center, back is Friedel. Still back at the warning track, and it's gone!
Jeff Levering on Brewers TV last night as the Brewers snapped their two-game skid and took down the Cincinnati Reds in comeback fashion 5-3 in the series opener at American Family Field.
WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show, and Caleb, another month has blown by. That means we've got another Made Pro winner.
Yes, indeed. WWIB partnering throughout the year with Made Pro to give one deserving man or woman a free four-hour cleaning. This is for our veterans.
That's right, and June's winner is Jim Miller. Jim's wife nominated him because he's the definition of selfless service.
Jen says this. She says, over the past 2.5 months, he has been called away from military duty 3 separate times, each time leaving behind our family, our business, and the life we are working so hard to build.
Wow. Every time he's called away means more time apart, and when he returns, even more responsibilities.
Jen continues, winning this housekeeping would give him the opportunity to come home and spend our limited time together instead of worrying about one more responsibility.
Together, we own Relum Daytime Senior Care, Jen says, where we provide RN oversight and a safe place for seniors with dementia and other aging-related conditions.
She finishes this nomination for her husband, Jim, this way. She says, thank you for your sacrifice, your servant's heart, and your unwavering commitment to our country, our family, and our community.
She says, you are my rock, and none of what we have built would be possible without you.
Again, congratulations to Jim Miller, June's Made Pro winner. Nominate your hero at WWIB.com/Made Pro today.
Inspiring. Thank you, Jen, for nominating him so we could learn about that.
Tuesday trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show, a great prize as usual for you. Courtesy of one of our great OneFest coverage and promotion sponsors, Crestview Academy, we have 2 full event OneFest tickets to give away, plus parking. Again, thank you to Crestview Academy in Eau Claire. 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. Here is today's Tuesday trivia query on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. A typical person comes across about 15 of these daily. A typical person comes across about 15 of what every day? 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. A typical person comes across about 15 of what every day? 715-723-2555. We'd love to hear from you.
It's kind of a fun question. It feels like kind of a little different angle, a little different spin.
Indeed. 715-723-2555 for Tuesday trivia here on WWIB.
All right, I'm going to use my powers of prediction here. I think this is Chloe in Menominee. Am I right?
Yes, Chloe in Menominee.
All right, Chloe, what's your first guess? You're the leader of the pack here. What's your guess?
Spiders.
Spiders.
Oh, that's a great guess.
Yeah, you could come across 15 or more spiders every day.
I think I saw one in the ceiling in our house last night. Could that be it? No.
A typical person comes across about 15 of what daily, 715-723-2555.
All right. Heard from Chloe in Menominee. How about you? 723-2555. A pair of full event tickets to OneFest, courtesy of Crestview Academy. Yeah, you know you'd love to go. How about winning your way in? And if you got some tickets already, win them for family members or friends.
Indeed. 715-723-2555 to call in for your chance to win Tuesday Trivia. A typical person comes across about 15 of these daily. What could it be? It's not spiders, but a good guess from Chloe.
All right, let's keep those guesses coming. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tommy from Gilman.
Hey, Tommy, good to hear from you. What do you think?
I'm thinking stop signs.
Stop signs. Okay.
Yeah, great guess. What do we come across? About 15 a day, typically. That's not it, but thank you.
Thank you, Tommy. Good to hear from Gilman. 715-723-2555. Who's up next?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Clint from Bull Creek.
What was your first name?
Clint.
Okay, Clint, go ahead.
I was going to say intersections.
Intersections.
All right. If not stop signs, how about intersections for Clint? Is that it, Caleb?
It is not. Clint, thank you for the call from Fall Creek. 715-723-2555. Typical person comes across about 15 of what every day?
It took just a little while to get the phone lines lit up, and now they are. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Chris from La Crosse.
All right, Chris, what's your guess?
Traffic circles.
Traffic circles. Roundabouts, traffic circles.
People, a number of guesses having to do with driving. Could that be it? Sorry.
Not it. Not spiders, not stop signs, not intersections, not traffic circles. Those are the guesses so far.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Amanda. I'm calling from Menominee.
All right,
is it
Amanda.
Email?
What was your guess?
Email.
Come across 15 emails a day. Yeah.
I believe I've had more than that just in the space of this segment so far. But it depends what you do and how many crazy things you've signed up for.
And, you know, it's one thing to see them there and actually open them, maybe. Could
oh, goodness. Delete. Yeah, Thank you for the call. Not what we're looking for. 715-723-2555. It's like, when did I sign up for that?
We'll take three more here. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mike from the car.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for calling yesterday, too, giving us your highlight of the weekend.
Yeah, you're welcome on that. And I love my new job at Dairy Queen. It's fun.
That's right, brother. What do you think?
Staying cool, right? What's your guess?
Yeah. Emails.
Emails was guessed right before you. Do you have another guess?
Have a backup?
Text. No, text.
Texts. All right.
Texts. Okay.
Typical person comes across about 15 of these every day. Now, it's interesting. I get a ton of emails. I actually don't get a ton of texts other than, like, when I'm asking my wife what to pick up from the grocery store. So that'd be more plausible for me.
That is a great guess. That's not it, Mike, but thanks so much for trying, and have a great day at DQ. We'll take two more guesses, 723-2555 if you got them in ya. We've heard from La Crosse and Gilman and Fall Creek and Menominee. How about Eau Claire? 723-2555, 723-2555. Typical person comes across about 15 of what? Daily. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Liv from Menominee. I think the answer is ants or people.
Ants or people. Which one do you pick? It's tough. It's a tough decision.
Do you only get one pick?
Well, this time you get one pick. If you don't get it right, you could call back another time. But yeah, this time you have to pick one. Ants or people. What do you think?
Ants.
All right. A typical person comes across about 15 ants every day. I think that's very, very possible.
Yeah, you had said ants first. That's not it, but thanks so much for calling.
Appreciate the call.
Chloe's sibling there in Menominee will take the last guest this go around till after 8:15. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Henry from Menominee, courtesy cat.
All right, Henry.
What do you think, friend?
I say people's.
People.
All right. Typical person comes across 15 other people during
Henry,
the course of a typical day.
That is not it. Sorry, friend.
Thank you for all the calls.
It's try number two, Tuesday Trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. We are family. Caleb and Havel with you, giving you a chance, courtesy of Crestview Academy, one of our great OneFest coverage and promotion sponsors, to win two full event tickets to OneFest plus parking. OneFest 2026 coming up fast. July 31st through August 2nd. The number to call, 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. This is the question that we are working on. Got a lot of great responses, but did not get the correct answer last hour.
715-723-2555. A typical person comes across about 15 of what daily? A typical person comes across about 15 of these every day. 715-723-2555. Call in. Give us your best guess.
All right. We had a lot of great guesses, but no correct answers. Can we get a winner? Two full event tickets to One Fest, courtesy of Crestview Academy. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Clint from Falkirk.
All right, Clint, what's your guess?
Is it people they talk to?
People they talk to. It's not just people, but people they talk to. It's not just seeing a stranger in passing, but people they talk to 15 times.
Great guess. Not it, though.
Thank you, Clint. 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Toby from Stanley.
All right, Toby, for a pair of One Fest tickets, what's your guess?
Police officers.
Police officers come across 15 officers of the law.
Yeah, and maybe you see them in their vehicle, what have you. Could that be it? Sorry.
A typical person comes across about 15 of these every day. About 15 what daily?
Two guesses this time, a bunch more last time. What do you think? 723-2555 for a pair of full event tickets to One Fest, courtesy of Crestview Academy. 723-2555.
Some of the incorrect guesses so far, not spiders, stop signs, intersections, traffic circles, emails, texts, ants, people, people they talk to, and police officers, the latest guess.
What's left? I don't know. You figure it out. 723-2555. And here's our latest caller. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jason from Altoona.
All right, Jason, good to hear from you. What do you think?
Try mosquitoes.
Try mosquitoes. Oh, yeah. Sometimes I'm camping, I hope it's less than 15 every day, but maybe that's just the ones that bite me.
Sometimes it's 50 for me, it seems.
Right?
I hear you. After the rain, it can kind of increase like it did Sunday night. Could that be it? That's not it, Jason. Sorry.
Thank you for the call from Altoona, 715-723-2555. Courtesy of Crestview Academy, we are giving away two full event tickets to One Fest plus parking.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Clint from Fall Creek.
All right, Clint. Try number two. What do you think?
Is it dogs? That has not been guessed yet. A typical person comes across about 15 dogs every day. Is it dogs?
Think about how many the mailman comes across.
Right?
Thanks. All right, we'll take three more here on WWIB before we pass it off till after 8:45 for a pair of full event tickets to One Fest. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mike from La Crosse again.
Good to hear from you, Mike. What do you think?
Spam calls.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
Boy.
I've been getting a lot of those recently.
Just dismiss those, get rid of them. That's not it, Mike. Sorry.
Thank you for the call. A typical person comes across about 15 what daily?
Take two more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Toby from Stanley.
All right, Toby.
I did have dogs and cats, but that was picture ID, so I'm going to say birds.
Birds. Comes across about 15 birds, the average person per day. Is that what we're looking for?
Yeah. You think about, just all the ones outside in your backyard, in the neighborhood. That's possible. We've got time for one more guess here. If you guys got it in you at 723-2555, 723-2555. Otherwise, we'll pass it off till after 8:45 here on the WIB Wake Up Show, and it looks like that's what we're going to do.
I've got to have more milk.
Congratulations to Alex. He was pumped up. Caller 5, you heard that June Dairy Month cow moo here. And he wins himself the delicious Culver's Value Basket and a concrete mixer from Culver's.
Tuesday trivia, try number 3, final try on this Tuesday, courtesy of Crestview Academy, one of our great One Fest coverage and promotion sponsors. We have for you two full event One Fest tickets plus parking. Your chance to win at 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. Here's the question that we have been working on so far today. A typical person comes across about 15 of what daily? A typical person comes across about 15 of these every day. 715-723-2555. We'd love to hear from you.
All right. What could it be? Let's go to the phones. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Annette from Mondovi.
All right, Annette, what is it?
Could it be a FedEx truck or an Amazon delivery truck?
All right, a FedEx or Amazon delivery truck. We'll lump those together.
Great guess, but that's not it.
Thank you for the call from Mondovi.
Let's keep those guesses going here. Last one's the last round today. Otherwise, it pushes off till Win It Wednesday after 7:15 tomorrow. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello?
Good morning.
You got all the buttons pushed. Hello, I see somebody there.
715-723-2555. Right, Tuesday trivia.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Todd from Rice Lake.
All right, Todd, we got you loud and clear. What is it? What's your guess?
I'm going to go with something different. Pennies. 15 pennies.
Pennies. You know, and you don't see those quite as often now.
When Caleb stated the question, that just stood out to me. I'm just like, pennies seems like a good guess, but that's not it. So.
Is it weird that I got, where was it? I think it was Duke's Discount Grocery in Rice Lake the other day, and I got pennies as change. I'm like, this was kind of refreshing. I mean, I know like the whole round up, round down thing usually works in my favor, but it was just like, it was kind of nice to get a couple pennies. I don't know. I appreciated it.
Yep. Penny for your thoughts, right? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jackie from Durand.
All right, Jackie, good to hear from you. What do you think?
15 people that don't use their signals.
Wow. That,
depending on where you're driving, could be more than that.
Jackie just made the best of the week, but she did not get the right answer. Thanks.
Oh, I like that. Thank you, Jackie. A typical person comes across about 15 of what every day for two full Event One Fest tickets plus parking courtesy of our friends at Crestview Academy.
Sometimes it can feel like 15 people who don't use their signals. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mike from La Crosse again.
All right, Mike, round three for you. What do you think?
Pop-up ads.
Pop-up ads. Oh, yeah. You're surfing online for this or that, and man, they just jump out at you and try and make you click them.
You've been thinking hard about this, but that's not it. Thanks.
I think that is, again, a very plausible guess. You guys are just so great at finding answers that I never would have thought of. And it fits, but just not what we're looking for.
Just what could it be? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yo, this is Linda.
Linda in Chippewa Falls. All right, Linda, what do you think?
Well, I'm thinking on your phone, maybe a person gets like 15 alert signals that you have something, either an email or a text message or something like that.
So phone notifications.
Yeah, notifications.
Yeah.
Yeah, good guess, Linda. That's not it. We'll take three more here on WWIB, where we are family, for a pair of Full Event One Fest tickets courtesy of Crestview Academy. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sherry calling from Whitehall.
All right, Sherry.
I know this sounds kind of sad, but it's actually true. When I'm out walking my little dog, you find at least 15 pieces of litter.
Okay.
Pieces of litter. Too many litter bugs out there. Clean up after yourselves. Be good citizens.
That's a great guess. I thought you were going to say something darker, like dead animals, but that's not it. So thank you for the call. You had me just braced for it. But anyhow, okay, two more. And so it's not dead animals either.
It's not. Yeah, we'll just throw that in as a bonus. No one has to guess that now.
There we go. All right. Two more. If you guys got it in you, 723-2555. Willing to take two more here before we call it a day on the WIB Wake Up Show. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Carla from Colby.
Hey, Carla from Colby. What do you think?
Episodes of flatulence.
Wow. Okay.
That's a very classy way of saying that.
Episodes. Yeah, right. Carla, that is not it, and may you not experience that today. All right, one last one. One last guess, if you guys got it. Otherwise, it's after 7:15 tomorrow morning.
A typical person comes across about 15 of these of what daily? 715-723-2555.
All right, this is the last guess of the day. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, that was kind of anticlimactic. It's the dial tone.
Yeah, right. We can get another one. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Last guess.
Marion from Tony.
All right, Marion, it's all on your shoulders. What do you think?
Spiders.
That was guessed earlier.
It was, yes. That was actually our very first guess. So do you have a backup guess, Marion from Tony?
I don't.
You don't? Oh, all right. No worries.
Should we take one more?
Sure, let's try it.
All right, you guys got it? 723-2555. That was already guessed by Chloe and Menominee to start us off this morning. So just over an hour ago. And so, all right, this is our last guess. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jennifer from Altoona.
All right, Jennifer, close it out.
Is it somebody laughing?
A typical person comes across about 15 of what daily? Is it 15 times where someone's laughing?
It's not.
Ah.
Sorry, Jennifer.
Hopefully it's more than that in your day. We all need the laughter.
We do. Well, thanks so much, everybody, for trying. And Caleb, those Full Event One Fest tickets, courtesy of the Crestview Academy, will do it again tomorrow.
Yeah, after 7:15, if we don't get a winner after 7:15, we will start giving you clues as per usual. And we'll see if we can make somebody a winner on a Win It Wednesday of two full event tickets to One Fest.